Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much. Jazakallah.
Well, we are talking about the upbringing of teenagers. And Brother Miqdad, do you know teenagers these days are big football fans? Is that okay?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to say that you don't really have a choice in today's world. To be a football fan or not is a very natural part of a teenage life, or generally, in most teenagers' case. But it's an important topic to discuss nonetheless. I think we can explore a few important points regarding this. And inshallah, it can be of use for parents to help their children, help their teenagers in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll mention a couple of points, and inshallah, hopefully this will be useful. So first and foremost, the football attitude and the football craze out there is something new. It wasn't there a long time ago. And one of the things that it builds on is identity.
Okay.
Children look for identities. And one of the things that gives them an identity in today's world is football. And so you could say perhaps that it is one of the reasons could be our failure in providing youth and teenagers with identity.
Okay.
Nowadays you ask teenagers about their identity, they'll tell you, I'm this football clan, this football club's fan. I don't mention a particular football team, not to
kind of promote them.
Promote them, or even hurt someone's feelings, because they might not support
okay.
them. But you would kind of associate yourself and make an identity based on that. So, and this is because we haven't provided an alternative identity. So this is one point that we need to, as a food for thought, for people to think about it. Like, can we create a strong identity, a Muslim identity, an identity that will bring people together, basically,
mm-hmm.
can substitute football today. That's the first point.
Okay.
The second point, watching football in itself, how much time wasting you could say it is, or how in some cases it doesn't really bring anything into you, but it's something that is very common, very natural for people to do. What you want to promote a bit more is the playing of football.
Okay.
There's a difference between supporting and watching football and playing. So when it comes to playing football, obviously it's a very, in many cases, a very dangerous game. It's a very, it's a game that harms your body a lot.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it's a sport. And as an exercise, as a sport, and even as a social exercise, I recommend you to get involved.
Okay.
Because as teenagers, it's very important that we are playing sports. Obviously, there are better sports than football. Sports out there that take martial arts, for example, gymnastics, for example. These other sports that are out there, you could say that they're much better in fulfilling this need that we have to strengthen our body.
Okay.
To feel happy within ourselves through physical activity. But nonetheless, football is one of them. So we should be encouraging youths to take part in sports and football. And therefore, if teenagers are involved in football, then encourage them to play more than watch. If they're just watching for the sake of watching, not even playing, I would say push them towards playing. That's very important because they should have this physical activity with them.
All right. So the first point you said here that you recommended some of the sports, and then you said you recommend playing rather than watching. I'll talk more on you on that note after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about if teenager is a football fan, is that okay? You suggest or you recommend parents that they should get their teenagers involved in the sports rather than watching it.
That's correct. So another thing that we need to keep in mind is that we should keep football supporting on the pitch. So keep it on the pitch only. One of the things you want to avoid teenagers doing is to go into the personal lives of football players.
Okay.
And take them as role models outside of football. This is very important. See, if these football players are role models when it comes to football, to some extent, this is okay.
This is okay.
Yeah, because, yes, they play amazing football and we enjoy the way they play and we can learn from how they play. And if you're watching to learn how these people play, then that's good. But you want to encourage your teenagers to keep it at that. Not go further. Because these individuals, in most cases, they're not the right role models in what they do in their personal lives.
In their personal lives.
So how they behave outside of the pitch, basically.
Yeah.
In terms of what kind of personal life they have, what other things they do in their free time, what behavior they have, what attitude they have towards life and towards different things. Following them on Instagram, for example, where they put personal photos of themselves, of their cars, or their families, etc.
And the crazy other things personal that they do, information.
That's what you want to kind of avoid, basically.
Okay.
So you want to teach your teenager that I'm happy for you to follow a particular team, follow a particular player, but keep it on the pitch.
Okay.
Let's talk football just for football, not beyond that. This is important.
Okay.
At times, football is used for other than football in the sense of political means and political messages or social messages. So, for example, you had support for black community, so
true.
Anti-racism, for example.
True.
Or support for the Palestinian cause. That, I would say, to some extent, it's okay. If you're using football for a greater purpose, and you're teaching your child that greater purpose is very important, that thing that you stand for, justice, human rights in the terminology of Islamic beliefs.
Yeah.
Or other very important causes, whether it's the supporting the oppressed, etc. If sports is used for that context, then in some stages, you could say that this could be a good thing. But not the personal lives and not the trash that happens outside of the pitch in terms of those things.
And even there are many football players who avoided to go playing into the countries where they found a big list of human rights of violations. So that was also a good thing, like maybe our teenagers can actually be impacted with. So I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Blessed and happy is the one who accepts Islam. His sustenance is enough and his body is strong."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Oh, we are talking if our teenagers are football fans. Is that okay or not? Brother, you discussed a very beautiful point up to where it's okay, like if your teenagers are following a particular football player as a fan, just looking at their game, it's okay. But if they're going beyond, just peeping into their personal lives, they're following them on the social media platforms, that way it's a little like we should avoid our teenagers. What else do you recommend parents to do?
Another thing that we need to be careful of is that this supporting a football team shouldn't go to the extreme where we abide by the lack of etiquettes, the lack of akhlaq when it comes to dealing with others.
Okay.
So football is, and supporting a particular football camp comes with hating another club.
Okay.
This is part of the game, right? When you're supporting one club, that means you don't support
your rival
another.
At that
exactly.
time.
And that should never lead us to cross boundaries of the Sharia and of general morality and akhlaq. This is very important. Unfortunately, many clubs, many fans of clubs are known for being hooligans and being individuals that kind of would break the law, would cause damage to public properties, would even be engaged in fights and using foul language, very bad language, using violence in the name of football.
Okay.
This is something you need to teach our teenagers, that this is a red line, basically. We play football for the beauty of the game. And even though we might support another team, in every game there's a loser and a winner. Today we won, tomorrow we might lose, basically. And that doesn't mean that because of being on one team, it allows us and permits us and gives us a license to insult others, to humiliate others, to disrespect others.
And this that's very important.
Exactly. So this is something you teach, the etiquettes of being a football fan, basically. You can have a session with your teenagers. The etiquette of having a football fan is that you support a team and you can love them if you want, but we don't.
And also a very big concept that you mentioned over here, you teach them you can win and you can also lose, because we have some people in life who we meet who cannot accept losses, or who don't know how to deal with them after they face a loss.
Lastly, is when you talk about this morality, it's very important when we're playing ourselves, when teenagers are playing as well, us as parents, we need to teach our children as well and our teenagers as well, that when you're playing, play the beautiful game, not the attitude shouldn't come with it as well. So when we're fouling others, for example, when we're cheating on the pitch, we're using bad language and swear words. These things shouldn't come with it. So always teach your children that we're not against football. Football is a good game, but we want to see beautiful football. We don't want to see cheating. We don't want to see swearing. We don't want to see
fouling
and these kind of things. These are very important aspects of football.
Okay, so you're basically teaching big ethics of life within the football itself. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is.